Welcome to the Rack Extra Review. It's right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and we're back. We have another review for you, and, well, I'm super excited. Are you super excited?
I'm extremely excited because we're doing something different, something we haven't done, but we've talked about doing, but we're finally getting around to it.
Four seasons in. Ding! Because we're super on point like that. But we are here to talk to you about one of our favorite shows. It's back. It's awesome. I have missed this show, and if you haven't watched it, you really kind of should. It is E! Network's The Royals, which airs on Sunday nights. Dear God, I love this show so much. I'm so happy it's back.
I'm so happy it's back. Over this last weekend, in preparation for season 4, I watched the entire season of season 3 in 2 days. That's how excited I was for season 4, because you gotta get caught up, because it's been like a year since it's been on air, so it's like, all right, gotta get caught back up on all the stories, you know, what Robbie's doing, what Leo's doing, what Eleanor's doing, get it all back in my head, and go like, okay, cool, gear it up, and then I watched episode 4, and I was like, holy crap, what a crap stick, this was awesome.
This was amazing. So, we pick back up pretty much where season 3 left off, and that is, we are at Robbie's coronation as king. If you really don't know anything about this show, just to catch everybody up, it is a parody show about the British royal family, in which Elizabeth Hurley is the Queen of England.
Tremendous, by the way.
She's amazing in this show. I adore her in this show. And she has a wonderful supporting cast as well with her. I shouldn't say supporting, they're all equal, but she has a wonderful cast around her. There we go. That portrays this basically dysfunctional royal family where you have Elizabeth Hurley as the mother. She's married to the king. She has 3 children. And when the series opens, her eldest son dies. The middle son, who's kind of a screw-up, gets thrust into the limelight as the new heir to the throne, and the youngest daughter is a major screw-up as she's an alcoholic and a drug addict and a party animal. And so they follow this story of this family, their ups and their downs. And I can't forget about Cyrus, the psychopathic brother of the king, the spare to the heir, the forgotten spare, who is fabulous.
His evil ways are tremendous.
Cyrus. Oh my goodness. My little heart just loves him so much as a villain. Because he's that villain that it's like you really want to hate him, but he's so good, you love him.
He's so good at being evil that you kind of like dig it.
For all the wrong reasons.
Oh, there is no way you should feel any attachment to the character, but it's like, you kind of feel bad for him a little bit, but then you really don't, and you just enjoy watching him play his evil tricks.
Jake Maskell is fantastic as Cyrus. Anyway, now that I have the list up, we also have Alexandra Park as Princess Eleanor, who's the youngest daughter, William Moseley as Prince Liam, and you may know William Moseley from a few other things, including The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, The Chronicles of Narnia. He was in that, just for anybody's reference. We have Tom Austin playing the lovesick bodyguard Jasper Frost, and, well, Max Brown, who plays King Robert. And we may have a little update about Max Brown later in the show, so you want us to make sure you stay tuned to the end on him. So, that's to catch you up, and anyway, at the dawn of season 4, like I said, Max Brown's character, King Robert, is being coronated as king. This is after he has deposed his uncle, Prince Cyrus, aka Jake Maskell, from the throne when Cyrus took it wrongly, where he's basically accused of killing his brother to get to the throne. That's not actually true.
That's not actually true, but he worked with the queen to get to the spot. Now the queen regrets her life choices by putting him in the throne, and then she tried to get him off the throne by putting her middle son Liam on the throne. Then Robbie came back to life, even though he was dead, technically, because he was in a plane crash. And, well, that was whole season 3 of Robbie getting back in the spotlight, and then he pulled some dastardly underhanded tricks towards the end, screwing over his, at that point, sort of girlfriend, and, well, screwing over his brother at the same exact time, and, well, he becomes very, very enthralled with the power of being king. We'll go with that phrasing.
Yes, so this episode is basically Liam is pissed. He wanted to be king. More so, he knows his brother is kind of a jerk, and he wants to take him down. He's upset about what Robert did to himself, as well as his sort of girlfriend, sort of not girlfriend, not Gemma. Anyway, sort of girlfriend,
Catherine.
Yes. There we go. I can't keep the ladies in the show straight. There's too many ladies.
There are a lot of them.
Anyway, so Liam is upset about what Robert did to Catherine, what Robert did to himself, you know, to Liam. And so he goes to the only person he knows that can help him, and that is his deposed uncle, Cyrus, who initially tells him no because, you know, Cyrus was getting ready to blow his brains out because he was deposed, and then agrees to help Liam in the end, and they proceed to party and drink for weeks on end, to which Cyrus then informs Liam one lovely morning that the reason why they're doing all this is so Liam can catch the attention. Or actually, no, let me back this up. Getting ahead of myself, because the reason that Cyrus agrees to help Liam is because Liam basically tells Cyrus that Robert faked his own death and then paid the man that murdered their father to murder their father.
Mr. Price.
He paid Ted Price off to assassinate the current king so Robert could then become king. Meanwhile, Robert's on the island. He has the ultimate alibi. Nobody's going to think of him because, hey, look, he was dead and now he's back to life. And he's there long enough that when he comes back, it's all sort of sorted itself out, more or less. With minor complications of Cyrus becoming king.
Right, and he only came back right after Ted Price had died.
Conveniently.
Convenient timing.
So yeah, so Liam tells this to Cyrus, and that's what makes Cyrus agree to help Liam. And Cyrus has been basically trying to set Liam up with the daughter of the banker who was responsible for the transfers to Ted Price so they could get the information. And we see Liam going out on a date with her, agreeing to meet with her parents. He feels it's wrong that he's using her because she's a very nice girl. And Cyrus is like, basically, man up. This is what you want. If you want to take him down, this is what you have to do to get it. And you're going to have to do a whole heck of a lot worse before you're done.
Right.
Because your brother is on, like, next level.
Right. He is torn between being his good self and his evil self.
He's torn between being his good self and his ambition.
Yeah. There's a lot of confliction there, which makes the character very intriguing.
That is the one really great thing about the show, if you've never watched it, is the characters have arcs. Really, really craftily done arcs where they go on journeys. And journeys is, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm going on a journey. No, it's you see basically at the beginning of the series, Eleanor is an utter screw up. You know, she's addicted to drugs and alcohol. And at the dawn of this series or at the start of this season, she's gotten her crap together.
Yeah.
She is polished. She is happy. She is finally in a good place with herself. And, you know, she's had to go through three additional seasons to get there. But you see that journey for her throughout the story. You know, same thing with Liam. Liam gets himself together and is ready to be king. And the second that, you know, he's like, all right, ready to do this. I'm ready to be king. I'm ready to take down Cyrus. That's when Robert comes back. So.
Right. And when it comes to Eleanor, she's searching. She just wants to be loved.
She just wants to be loved.
And she has a hard time accepting, you know, being accepted for who she is, and a hard time accepting love when it's thrown at her.
Yes. That's where Jasper comes in. Poor, poor, poor Jasper. The lovesick bodyguard who starts out blackmailing Eleanor for sex, and then they eventually end up falling in love with each other. So.
As any true romance goes.
Because, yeah. So, we see Liam and Cyrus up to that. We see Robert basically being Robert. He wasn't, like, doing a lot in this episode. He was kinging a lot, but he was setting up things, because basically now he's in search of a wife. He's in need of a bride. And so he has decided on Liam's best friend, or one of Liam's best friends, who happens to work in the palace, to be his wife.
Willow.
Which, of course, Liam is like, oh no, 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 don't marry him. He's bad for you. Don't, just stay away from him. And well, this is where the queen comes into play, because Robert neutralizes her, aka, and distracts her with one, a new love interest, because he dismissed her previous one and she was most pissed about that. And two, he's like, hey, you want to plan a wedding? Because I'm getting hitched.
I don't know who yet, but I'm getting hitched. And it's going to be a subplot throughout the season, it seems, where he's in search for it. He wants it to be Willow, but you kind of get this feeling he's setting her up for something.
Based on the ending of the episode, I would say yes, I would 100% agree with that. That yes, he is definitely setting her up for something. I'm a little worried what, based on what he did to Jasper.
But we think he did to Jasper.
Oh no, he did it. He so did it. Don't even give me that. He did it.
We don't know.
No, we know.
We don't.
He looked at Jasper in the car and said, and I quote, these things have a way of sorting themselves out. Because, you know, Jasper, for the record, it was Eleanor's bodyguard. He was Liam's bodyguard. And now he's Robert's bodyguard. He's moving up in the world. And basically, for the terms of his employment with Robert, he was told two things. He has to leave his past behind him, and he has to stay the hell away from Eleanor. Neither of which he can do.
Neither of which he can do, but he was technically staying away. He was writing her letters.
That is not staying away.
In secret.
That is not staying away.
He was posing as her brother by sending all the letters, but yeah.
So, which of course Robert finds out about, and Robert wants to go to a bad part of London to give a speech, to which he talks to Jasper about it, and it's all set up, and then Robert mysteriously goes, well, you know, it's okay that you've been writing to my sister. These things have a way of sorting themselves out. And a minute or so later, Jasper's lying on the floor, or on the ground, covered in blood from a gunshot.
From a gunshot.
After Robert went back up on the podium and, you know, none too suspiciously at all, raised his hand. And next thing you know, a gunshot rings out, because that wasn't a sign. Not at all.
Maybe, maybe not.
It was a sign, dude. He did it. He's totally behind it. Totally, totally behind it.
Well, he might be. He might not be. There might be a twist. Who knows? But
who else would want Jasper dead?
I don't know.
I'm very disturbed now. Think of who else would want Jasper dead in that family. Because, well, you know, he probably would have his enemies.
He would. But, you know, every time we get into the show and through the first three seasons, when we think something happens, there's always a little twist.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying. We can always see what we think, but there's always a little twist that we don't always catch.
This is true.
That's what I'm saying. We assume that he's behind it. All signs might point to it, but you never know.
It was Robert.
You never know.
It was Robert. I am convinced it was Robert.
When we come back here later in the season, and it's not Robert, what will you say?
It wasn't Robert.
Just saying.
But yeah, so...
Now, let's talk about that closing scene for a second. Eleanor was finding her way back home, and at the same time of him being shot, she texts him that she's home, and she can't wait to see him. So the final shot of the episode is him lying there, blood coming out of his body, his hands all red, and the phone right there next to him, falling down perfectly, and you see the text pop up on the screen. That was perfect imaging.
That was great. That was wonderful storytelling, where you see him, and he sees the text come in, and you know exactly what this is going to do to her, because again, she's finally gotten her life together, she's happy, she's in a good place, everything's going right for her, and she realizes that she's in love with Jasper and she's going to come back to be with him. And he gets shot and he's laying there dying. And it's like, oh God, what kind of tailspin is this going to send her into? Because these two have gotten together, they've broken up, they've gotten together, they've broken up. And it's just like, would you just be together? Please, would you just be together? And they've now broken up again and she's coming back to be with him again. And now he's dying. And every time they break up, she goes into just this utter crash emotionally.
Yeah.
So hopefully this doesn't do bad things for Eleanor. I would be upset by that because I adore her. She's pretty badass.
She is very badass.
But yeah, not a lot from Elizabeth Hurley in this one. I suspect, though, that she's going to get up to her wicked ways here soon once she sees her son for who he truly is, which I think she does, but she doesn't.
Well, she taught him everything he knows, so she knows what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
She's just biding her time. She'll figure it out.
She'll get going because you do not mess with her at all. She's kind of a bamf. But, well, you were talking about twists.
Yes.
And like this show, we have a twist.
Do we now?
We do. So if you're a fan of the Royals, if you love the show, you may want to tune into our next episode because we have a very special guest joining us. His Majesty, King Robert, a.k.a. Max Brown, will be on the show next week to talk all about the rest of the fourth season and many other insights that we're just going to tease you with. We're not going to tell you what we discussed with him, but it's good stuff, y'all. It's really good stuff. But yes, we're super excited to be talking to him. And he's so nice.
Indeed.
So again, if you love the Royals, if you want to tune in and listen to Max Brown, that'll be available next week. But till then, I think that does it for season 4, episode 1 of the Royals.
It does. Make sure you follow us on all the social medias. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the brand name Rack Radio Show.
So for Rock, I'm Lizzie Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will see you next week with Max Brown. Bye!